You are welcome to the 5-minute daily devotion brought to you by the Living Throne Ministry. My name is Olusegun Mokuolu, and our Bible text is Psalm number 7 and verse 14. Behold, he travaileth with iniquity and hath conceived mischief and brought forth falsehood. Anywhere you see falsehood, iniquity is at work in that place. Any life you see falsehood, iniquity is at work in that place. So you may not know what iniquity is. You may not be able to identify iniquity. But when you look at the manifestations of iniquity, then you can understand whether iniquity is present in a life or not. So whenever and wherever you see falsehood, just note that iniquity is in that place. The Bible says that God hates the workers of iniquity. He didn't just say God hates iniquity. He said God hates the workers of iniquity. Jesus said, "Depart from me, ye workers of iniquity." And you see, that in that context, it was mostly preachers that Jesus was referring to. Because they said, "Did we not do many wonderful things in your name? Did we not prophesy in your name? Did we not preach in your name?" And Jesus said, "I will say to them, I do not know you. Depart from me, ye workers of iniquity." Why? If you check, it was falsehood. Many of them were working for money, were doing ministry for money. Many of them were simply manipulating people for money. Let me tell you something. A pastor was preaching about giving, and the Holy Spirit inspired him to tell the people that they must give to the poor. They must help their neighbors. They must take care of their families. And this pastor said to himself, "If I should preach this, they may not bring money to the church again." And so he kept on emphasizing how they must give to the work of God, how they must give to the minister of God. Now, you that you are hearing it, you will think he's preaching the truth. You will think that, yes, there is nothing wrong in giving to ministry. But you see, he has failed to give emphasis to other areas of giving because of his own selfishness. Who told him that just by telling people to give to the poor or give to their parents or take care of their families, that will mean that they will now not give to the work of God? Who told him? And who told him also that God, who called him to preach, will not take care of him? So he was working in deception, but nobody will see it. Nobody will notice it. And I tell you, because God loves his people, God can do certain things to his people through him. So he thinks that, wow, God is working through us. If our life is not right, why is God working through us? If you notice, they said to Jesus that, "In your name we prophesied. In your name we cast out demons." It means when they asked demons to go out, demon left. A man can be casting out demon and still be in iniquity. A man can be doing ministry and is living in falsehood. So please don't be deceived, and also don't deceive yourself. When you begin to practice falsehood, when you are practicing falsehood in your life, in your marriage, in your place of work, or anywhere, just note that iniquity is at work. Iniquity hides. Iniquity hates light. It's always working at the background. So many people don't know. They judge their lives based on the manifestations of God, which may just be on his mercy or sovereignty. Did you know that God can do certain things that does not fit into our own laws? For example, God can open the mouth of a donkey to speak. It doesn't mean every donkey will start speaking. It doesn't mean you are going to see a donkey tomorrow that will speak. And it doesn't mean that donkey prayed or fasted or did anything, or that donkey is righteous. That was just the sovereignty of God, just showing you that I'm your creator. I created all things. And if I really will, I can do anything I like whenever I like it. That does not mean that donkey is a holy donkey or that donkey is a child of God. I pray you will receive understanding in the name of Jesus. You can reach us on this number, +234 818 615 78 5252. Our web address is livingthrone.org. Until next time, occupy till Jesus comes.